The 40-day run-up, a call to prayer for our nation. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verses 14 and 15 says, "If I shut up heaven, that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." As we approach the election season this year, the stakes are high. The term run-up not only describes the period before elections, but also before war, times of intense preparation and critical decisions. While the world rushes to win at all costs, Christians must take a different approach. Faith is the victory, and our true King is always and forever will be the Lord Jesus Christ. Are we known for being the people of God? As believers, we are called to humble ourselves and to seek God's face and turn from wickedness. Only then can we expect God to heal our land. From September the 28th to November the 6th, we're asking you to join the 40-day run-up by committing to these things. Number one, daily prayer. Dedicate each day, whether 40 seconds or 40 minutes or more, to earnestly seeking God. Bible reading. Immerse yourselves in God's Word by reading the Bible in 40 days. Let it saturate your soul. And then fasting. Fast according to what God places on your heart, whether it's a meal or a day, to break the spiritual yokes. And then let us unite in this spiritual run-up. Our nation needs God now more than ever. But are we willing to go after Him with all of our hearts? Wherefore Jesus also, that He might sanctify the people with His own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us go forth therefore unto Him without the camp, bearing His reproach. Hebrews 13:12-13.